Oh, hubby's home. Oh, fuck. I can't believe I told him about my ex. Ugh. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Last time I ever go out drinking with those girls. I should have just had one. I really hope he doesn't overthink yesterday. Well, I guess that's where the saying comes from. Drunk words are sober thoughts. And ain't that the truth? I really do miss Big Cox. God, feels so weird hearing myself admit that. Like some self-affirmation audiobook bullshit. But, oh, is it bad that it feels good that it's out there? Like freeing, almost? Knowing that thing I was missing in my life? In our marriage? The thing I literally couldn't put my finger on? Turns out it was just the sensation of my ex. Of being stretched, hurt in the most sexual ways possible. Fuck. My body has an automatic reaction to just the thought of becoming a size queen again. I'm wet. What am I doing? Why can't I stop thinking about it now? I would have never thought my past would come back to haunt me like this. After all these years and marriage and being a mom and everything. Okay. Deep breaths. It's gonna be fine. I can't stay sitting here forever. Hopefully he'll just forget all about it. Or maybe we'll treat it like bedroom play. Yeah, a fantasy. That's a good idea. Tell him it was fake. Yeah, like it was just role play. Just repeating what Shannon told us at brunch. That's perfect. Yeah, that's exactly what I'll do. He doesn't have to know I settled for... Fuck, his 6 inches. Oh, this is getting worse. I need to get some air. Babe? Are you home? Oh, hey, honey. Your dad home? Hun? Hello? Earth to kiddo. Hi. Have you seen your dad? Yeah, I know he's here somewhere. Never mind. Go back to your game. Seems like college hasn't changed his attitude. Babe? Honey, I'm home. I, wanted to ask about yesterday to make sure we were good. Can you hear me? Look, I didn't want to bring this up. Open wounds and the sort. And honestly, I walked through the front door with the plan on not mentioning yesterday. But I think we should... Oh my God. Fuck, I'm so sorry. I didn't know it was you. I didn't realize you were over. My son, fuck, sorry. He didn't say anything. I just assumed you were my husband and, sweetheart, the towel. Your towel is, parted. It's parting in front of you. No. It's okay. You don't need to be embarrassed. Don't apologize. It's not like I haven't seen a big cock before. It happens. It's natural. No. I'm not laughing at it. Oh my God. Sweetheart, I'm laughing at you. Yeah, your futile attempts to try to cover up. Like that towel could ever be enough to block that... that thing. Especially when it's, you know, erect. Oh gosh, so sensitive. You can move your hands if you'd like. You don't need to fuss with that towel. I mean, I've already seen it, so... Come on, it's okay. We're both adults. So what? I'm your best friend's mom. It doesn't mean anything. I'm just throwing it out there. Unless you like being all hunched over like an armadillo, trying to keep that one-eyed monster from winking at me. Oh, there. See? Much better. Hmm? Did I mean what? That you're big? Sweetheart, what are you talking about? Oh, I did? I said you had a big cock? I mean, if we're being honest, I. Yes. You do? I mean, it's not the biggest I've seen, but you are very, very gifted. Oh, did you just twitch? Oh, sweetheart, how naughty. What part did you like? Me complimenting your big dick? Or the fact that I've had bigger? You're leaking, mister. Hmm? What am I doing? I'm just getting on my knees. You know, to get a closer look. Don't worry. My husband's, well, he's somewhere. And your friend is downstairs playing his stupid childish games. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can't believe this. Shh, I'm just holding it. Cupping it in my hands. God, the weight of you. I can feel your pulse through this massive fucking rod. Oh, God. Oh, I miss feeling something this girthy sliding between my fingers. I can't believe I just said that. Oh, my God. I'm a married woman, for fuck's sakes. Hell, my kid and my husband are probably under the same roof as we speak. As I stroke you. As I suck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I really shouldn't have done that. Even if it is just the tip. Oh, your throbbing, fat mushroom head. Oh, I forgot how good it feels to stretch my lips around something this thick. Oh, God, this takes me back. You can't believe this is happening. Why is that, sweetheart?
You've never fantasized about your bestie's mother? You've never jerked off wondering how I'd look down here on my knees, sucking your big dick?
Oh, you didn't think I was that kind of girl, huh?
Well, the Stepford Wife act was fun. Could an innocent married woman do this?
Are you okay, sweetheart?
You look like you're about to pass out, dear. Was that too deep? Fuck, it's like riding a bike. You like that? Come on. Let's go to the bedroom. Yeah, follow me, sweetheart. Why don't you have a seat right here at the edge of the bed? Can't risk you passing out and splitting your head on the bathroom floor. Besides, this is much comfier, don't you think? Watch me. I'm gonna crawl over you on all fours. Like a fucking bitch in heat. Like a fucking feral animal. A cock-hungry married whore. Right here between your legs. I love how I can feel every detail. Every ridge. Every vein. Gaping my lips apart even more as you push it in. Oh, God. You just had to have a big fucking cock, didn't you? My mind's been racing for the past 24 hours, and this fucking dick. Seeing it at full attention in my bathroom. The straw that broke the camel's back. Fuck. And if we had the house to ourselves. I promise it would have been the fucking rod that breaks my back. I'm the best fucking cocksucker in town. Oh yeah? Is that so? Nobody's been able to get you down all the way before. Well, that's where experience comes in. My husband. Oh, please. He's not even close to you. And half the thickness. I had to pretend to struggle and choke him down when we first got together. No, no, no. He doesn't reach the back of my throat like you do. You like that thought, don't you? Oh, you bad boy. You like knowing you're bigger than my hubby, huh? Don't get too cocky now. You are very gifted. But my dear boy, you're not the biggest. You're not the first to stretch out my throat. I'm very sure. Reach over and open that drawer on the nightstand. Grab the tape measure. I just want to make sure. Ooh, 8.5. That is very fucking impressive. And definitely thick. My ex made sure that I was well broken in for any man that would come after him. Over 9. He made sure my body was reshaped to take every bit of him. And his friends. Oh, don't you worry, sweetheart. My ex and his friends were an oddity amongst men. You are well above average. Oh, and so much bigger than my husband. So much thicker. So much more than I ended up settling for. Settling. Can't you put the pieces together? Or is all your blood flowing out of your brain? Did it cross your mind how easily I took every fucking inch of you? How I don't even struggle to choke you down my throat. Well, if I haven't already, let me make it crystal clear. Your best friend's mom, the married suburban wifey, I'm bobbing up, choking down your thick dick, is a fucking reformed size queen. One that, thanks to you, has relapsed. Your monster dick seems to have broken through every moral barrier I've put up in my marriage. It's forced its way through. Just like your cock is forcing its way to the back of my throat. Oh, fucking no, I'm a slobbering, dripping, wet mess. Worshipping you in my own fucking bedroom. Oh god, I didn't think I could go lower, but I fucking did, didn't I? I thought the way I was used before I met my husband was rock bottom, but here I fucking am. My brain force reset into what I truly am. Oh, like that. Shove it all down my throat. I am a fucking size queen. Cock whore. A fucking brainless sleeve for men to come into. I'm a cheating, married mother that risks it all just to feel that. Getting to feel my holes getting stretched and fucked. Reshaped for large men. Oh, fuck. I fucking want. I need it. I want you to come for me. Fill my fucking stomach with your load. Can you do that? Give this married whore what she wants. Give me what I deserve. Shoot that fucking load straight down my throat. Fuck my throat and make me taste your cum. Watch your best friend's mom choke every inch down and milk every drop. Oh yeah, come for me. Oh my god. Oh, sweetheart, that was so much. Oh, fuck. Oh, I hope that wasn't too loud. You should probably get dressed and go downstairs. I need to go clean up in the bathroom. When I come out, you're gone. You got it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whew. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I can't believe I just did that. Oh my god, my makeup. It's ruined. And my hair's a mess. Oh, fuck, I can taste him. Oh no, is that a wet spot? Am I really? Hold on a second. Let me feel this. Oh my god, I'm drenched. Oh, fuck, I haven't been this wet in so long. And never from just sucking cock since... Oh, fuck, since him. Fuck, no. No, 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 I can't do this now. Oh, look at my fingers. They're so wet. I need to find my husband. Whew. Oh, my heart is beating so fast. Okay. Fuck, that was so bad. But it was so amazing. God, I can feel my wetness.
Oh, hun, you have a friend over. Hi, sweetheart. I didn't even realize. Can I get you boys anything while you game? Pizza rolls? Drinks? Yeah, of course. I'll grab them in the basement. Have fun, boys.
Could you be more fucking obvious?
Oh, the light's on. Huh. Honey? Honey! There you are. I was looking for you. Come here. So good to see you. Hmm? Oh, I got home like 10 minutes ago. I didn't realize Junior was home. And he has a friend over. What's his name? What? It's weird that I don't remember. I mean, okay, yeah, I guess you're right. They have been friends since the third grade. I'm just, I'm okay. I'm a little scatterbrained right now, that's all. From what? From everything that went down the last 24 hours, that's all. Uh-huh. Everything? Did I feel a little twitch down there? Take it out, babe. Yes, here. They're not gonna bother us. They definitely won't hear us down here. Plus, they both are wearing headsets. They can't hear anything. Come on. Take out that cock, babe. Your wife really wants it. What's gotten into me? I told you, babe. The last fucking 24 hours. Are you complaining? I mean, I could go upstairs and use a toy if you don't want this. You know how many men would kill to have a spontaneous wife like me? Ready and waiting to fuck at the drop of a dime? Yeah? So count your blessings. Besides, your little guy is standing at full fucking attention, too. You have no leg to stand on. Come here. Uh-huh. I want you to fuck me right here, braced against this column. Come closer. Come on, babe. Get right behind me. And before you slide into me, I want you to think about all the men who've stood where you stand now. Who've seen me in this exact same pose. Bent over and ready to take it. You understand? Mm-hmm. Come on. Fuck me now. I need it. Oh, you slid in so easily. Oh, good boy. That's a good hubby. Yeah, keep fucking me. Grab onto my hips. You know how much I like it when you make my ass slap back against you.
Yeah, like that. Have you thought about our conversation since, babe? Oh, yeah? So it's not just me, huh? Yeah, I have. Oh, I can't get it out of my head. I thought my past coming out would be cathartic. I thought it would finally put my mind at ease. But it did the opposite. It fucking reawakened something I kept pushed down. Something I've been hiding from you since we exchanged vows. Yeah. This whole fucking time. My love. My soulmate. Oh, my oh-so-average prince. I'm sorry. Does that bother you? Huh, baby? Not one bit. Are you sure? Because you stopped thrusting. Oh. Oh, that's good. I know you notice it. Every time you thrust and I arch my back and push my ass into you, my body naturally begging for more. And you notice how much I need it, right? How much I need you to get deeper than you actually can. Oh, that doesn't bother you? That with my ex and his friends, it was the opposite? That they were so much bigger that I'd recoil with every thrust. Pointlessly pulling away to lessen the impact of them ramming into my cervix. But you just can't get there, can you, honey? No matter how hard you try. Oh, can you feel me clenching and leaking at that memory? Yeah? Oh. You love that, don't you? You love knowing your fucking wife was a size queen. My past out in the open. Does it make you jealous? Knowing you'll never be able to stretch me out like them. Come on. Show me. Fuck me harder. I want you to try your fucking best with that 6-inch cock. Make up for those 3 inches in stamina. Come on, babe. Yeah. Is that all you've got? Huh, baby? I guess I'll just have to live with it. Oh, but I do miss having a big cock at my disposal. I really do. I didn't realize that was what I was missing in this marriage. That all my complaints and gripes could easily have just been fucked away by a 9-inch rod breaking me in night after night. Come on, babe, harder. It makes sense. My ex and I never fucking argued. Every disagreement ended up in me getting face fucked or bred into oblivion. I mean, did I say that out loud? Oops. I'm sorry, babe. I know I made you wear a condom when we first started dating, but my ex didn't like the feel of them, and nor did his friends. So they got to pummel your tiny wife's holes raw for months on end. Oh, yeah, come on. Yeah, sometimes, multiple times a day. Oh, while I made you wear a condom for years. Oh. Could you blame them? Those condoms were so restricting on their big dicks. Even the magnums. It wasn't fair. Oh, but you, on the other hand, you'd be swimming in those condoms. Oh. But I know you're trying, and I really appreciate that. Yeah, I do. You gotta work with what you've got, and you're doing okay. We've built a beautiful life together. Blissfully ignorant of my past until recently. I know you'll get over it. I'm sure you will. Most women don't come from sex anyway. So it's not out of the norm that your 6 inches doesn't do it for me. Oh! Hey! Are you trying to prove a point? Thrusting into wife like that? Fuck! Oh, it's okay. I don't blame you for not being able to fuck as hard as they could. They were just stronger and bigger and thicker and better at it. But you have value too. You're sweet and caring and soft and... my ex, he didn't have that and he wanted to be daddy all the fucking time. I was basically his free use whore by the end. I think I mentioned that, right? Basically just entertainment for his friends during get-togethers. But I couldn't complain. I know you're supposed to be average, or even slightly above. But each one of his friends were at least 8 inches. And that doesn't seem to be statistically possible. Hell, even our son's friend's 8.5 inches. Did I say you could stop fucking me?
Oh, you heard me. Even Junior's friend has a big cock. How do I know that? Do you really want to know? Here, switch spots with me. Yes, I'm serious. I want to suck my hubby off. Good boy. Now let me just... get down here on my knees and... clean myself off of your cock. Oh, God. It's so much easier when there isn't enough cock to reach the back. I can use my whole mouth. My tongue. Swirl it around the tip while I suck it in. Milking every inch of you at once. Oh, fuck, baby. You're leaking so much pre-cum. Huh? Oh, Junior's friend. How did I know he was packing? Wouldn't you like to know? But do you deserve to know? Demanding answers with a little 6-inch cock like this? Oh, don't get all concerned, hun. I bet your mind is racing with all sorts of scenarios, huh? Like, how long I've known? If I've done anything with the knowledge. With him. Don't worry, baby. Don't forget. He's been our son's best friend for over a decade. I could have easily overheard them talking about it. Or
accidentally seen a picture on one of their phones. You know how these horny college kids are these days. Sending dick pics. Tinder, Reddit. Things we never got to play with. Look at that. Your shoulders all relaxed now. As they should be with your wife sucking your cock. That finally put you at ease. That's good. See? There's always a very reasonable explanation. Even as a size queen whore wife. Oh gosh, I never knew you were so jealous. Come on, babe. I want your fucking load. You may not be anywhere as big, but you definitely come as much as the bigger ones. I want it. Fuck, baby. I want to feel you come inside my whore mouth. Come in my mouth just like Junior's friend did. Oh, you heard me. After all, it wasn't either of those lame-ass explanations. No. You see, these soft lips, the ones you kissed at the altar, the ones you kiss every night before bed, they were wrapped around his massive dick less than half an hour ago. Oh, I'm very fucking serious. You saw how fucking wet I was when I came down here. How wet I am now. Oh, the way I've been fingering my pussy as I've been sucking your cock. Oh yeah, baby, fuck my face. And the gears are starting to turn, huh? Light bulbs clicking on, baby. I know it turns you on just as much as it pains you. Oh, you're twitching so much right now. Oh, your balls are tightening. Knowing I just let our son's friend face fuck me. Nobody got so much deeper than yours, babe. He got as deep as you could only dream of. And the worst part, I couldn't give two fucks. I had no fucking choice. I couldn't help myself. As soon as I saw just how thick he was, how big he was. Something snapped and I was back at my ex's, back to the three-hold fuck trap. The useless slap, ragdolled by my ex and all his friends. You love that, don't you? That I immediately became The whore I was for him. The mindless, used up, size queen, stretched out whore that settled for you. Your 6-inch cock. Now knowing what just took place upstairs, babe, you're harder than ever. Oh my god, and I'm so fucking wet. You love that Junior's friend was the reason I was so wet when I came down here. The reason you got to fuck me now. Tasting his thick rod worked me up so much. I had to get dick down. Oh, I want to come. Oh, I'm playing with my clit and I'm so close up. Oh, yeah, babe, I want to come with you. It's your turn now. He had his. Now give me yours. Oh, yeah, come with me. I shoot it down my throat while another man's cum settles in my fucking stomach. Oh, you're throbbing so much. Oh, fuck. Oh, I came so hard. Oh my god. Oh, look at you, babe. You're shaking. Oh, that was way more than normal. Oh. If I didn't know any better, I think you're starting to enjoy this side of me. Can you help me out, babe? I love you. You want to cuddle? I'm sorry, hun, but I can't. I need to go make some pizza rolls for the boys. After all, it's my motherly duties to take care of them. Whatever they need. Can you help me do up my dress? Thank you, babe. I'll see you upstairs.